Sean, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 27 of 2024, Sunday the 7th of July. Welcome back, guys. Hope you had a nice week. So today I want to talk to you about why sometimes you need to step back and let people fail. So let me explain. When I first started to study karate, one of the black belts I was sparring with noticed I was eager to attack, instead of waiting to defend. He paused in the middle of sparring, and he said to me, "John, don't feel obligated to attack." I often think about that advice, and how it can be expanded to be, "Don't feel obligated to intervene." As a leader, a coach, and a parent, I often see people failing, or following strategies that is likely to lead them to failure. Normally I will intervene, especially if it's someone I care about, like my kids or a student. However, when I met with a stubborn response, increasingly I find myself stepping back and thinking, well, I tried. You cannot help someone who refuses your help. Back in 2021, I wrote the following blog entry, "Letting Stubborn People Fail." I'm going to read that to you now because it really summarizes my feelings on this topic. So let's begin. It's pointless to argue with somebody about their lack of belief in gravity, where gravity is a metaphor for any obvious known fact. Better to let them fall and learn the lesson the hard way. If I see someone following a failing strategy and I can help, I will advise them exactly once. If they ignore me and continue, I let them fail. Remember, someone else's stubbornness is not your burden. The fact is, in this life, we all have limited time. As a leader, I love to spend some of my time on mentoring, but I will only invest that time on an open mind. An open mind is a prerequisite for learning. After all, you cannot teach someone who already believes they know everything. A stubborn person will often hold onto a bad strategy until it hurts them or even hurts the people around them, including you and your teammates. In those extreme examples, it is not just about letting them fail, but letting them fail as far away from you as possible. So I wrote that back in 2021 on my blog, guys, and I will link to that in the show notes for this episode. It's a little bit hard-hitting, but I think eventually you start to figure out as a leader that you cannot indefinitely try to advise somebody who is ignoring your voice. It's kind of a waste of time, and to some degree, you just have to cut them loose and let them fail, and let them feel that failure as well. We have another saying in karate, which is, feeling is believing. Meaning you need to feel the impact of a technique applied against yourself before you believe in its effectiveness. You need to actually get, knocked on the ground and go, okay, that worked. That was actually quite effective. Bad strategies followed by stubborn people often follow a similar path. Those people need to feel the pain of the impact before they believe it was a bad idea. Sometimes somebody telling them that it's a bad idea is not enough. They need to actually feel it. So what else did I do this week? I was very busy in my day job, so unfortunately, not many of my projects have been progressed this week, unfortunately. I will note that my search engine, grepper.org, it's now up to 5.5 million web pages indexed there. So that new indexer is working a treat, and it's just gradually adding tens of thousands of links every day, which is really cool. So I'm happy to see that. But I do need to get back coding on that project and some of my other projects very soon. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, last week I spoke to you about Shipwreck by Charles Logan. I finished that book yesterday, and yeah, it was it was a very emotional ending. I don't want to spoil it, of course, so I'll just say it was very impactful, beautifully written, and yes, I would strongly recommend that book. It's a 5 out of 5. It's a 10 out of 10. It's just an amazing book, and if you're interested in science fiction, if you're interested in human psychology, especially around the topic of isolation and what that does to the mind. I would strongly recommend checking out Shipwreck by Charles Logan. As I mentioned last week, it is very difficult to find. Unfortunately, it's been out of print for a very long time. But you know, eBay is your friend and is definitely worth seeking out. If you like hard science fiction, you will love Shipwreck by Charles Logan. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.